Hi, and welcome to the HeyVaccine radio station. My name is Fury.
And this is Clary.
And this is our first broadcast. We will talk about modem technology from the past.
And how one checksum did some years ago.
And just how modems evolved during time in general. Maybe we should present ourselves first.
So I'm Clary, I'm a demo maker in Drifter since 94 on the Amiga. And we have a special guest, Sky Walker, 11 years on the Amiga. Do you want to say something, Skyvy? Yeah, thanks a lot for this saying.
And I am Fury. I'm in the scene since about 1990. That's when I bought my first modem, Supra 2400 BPS modem. BPS means bits per second. That's the indication of the speed. Well, actually, the speed of this modem was not that great, and I sold it about 2 days after and exchanged it for a US Robotics HSD mode modem.
How long does it take to download one disk with such a 2400 BPS modem?
Well, it took over 1 hour to download a complete disk of Amiga software. So I think we calculated it once. It was 73 minutes for 880 kilobytes, which is the size of an Amiga disk. And this only if line quality was good. So you can imagine the speed was already better with HSD mode afterwards, and with 2400 it was not quite healthy for the phone bill.
Yeah, I can imagine, but not everybody know what mean HSD. Can you explain us what it mean?
Sure, HSD mode, that means a high-speed technology. That was a proprietary protocol from US Robotics, enabling faster speeds of up to 14,400 bits per second. And later in 1992, I think, even up to 16,800 bits per second. So that was already 7 times as fast as 2,400 bits per second modem. So that was quite some improvement already.
So as we're going to listen to some handshake, maybe we should explain what kind, what is an handshake. So we're going to play a little role. Imagine I'm an HST modem and you are a V32bis modem.
Okay.
I would say hi. I can talk HST mode in 44,100. Okay.
And I can talk. I don't understand any HST mode. I can only talk V32bis at the speed of 14,400.
Oh, I can only talk V32bis at the speed of 2,400.
Yeah, so that seems to be the best we can both understand. So let's transmit at 2,400 bits per second.
So the sound that we listen from the modem is that. So that's what you can, if we translate it, it's what you can listen to. So let's listen to a connect. So we're going to listen to what kind of connect?
That should be now HSD mode connect of 16,800 bits per second.
Oh yeah, it's from my old modem. Okay, it's done.
I just love this sound. I mean, I used to hear this for years, you know, and it's so much better than the connects nowadays when you have to wait half a year until the modem finally connects. I just like HSD mode.
Yeah, me too.
So maybe we could also listen to a V32bis handshake. That was the official standard that got in place about in 1991. So it was already 2 years later than HSD mode from US Robotics. Maybe we should listen to it right now.
Okay. I hope you're gonna manage to do it. That can be great. You have it?
Sure.
Oh, nice. One day. In this century. Oh, it doesn't work. But it's okay. It's gonna run once. I hope. Oh, it's nice connect also as well.
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay, so that was a V32bis connect. And, well, maybe we should say why many sysops and traders chose US Robotics.
But before, you should explain what a sysop and a trader is.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, a sysop, that's the abbreviation for a system operator. A system operator is the boss of a BBS. A BBS, what is a BBS? BBS is a bulletin board system. That's just a computer that sits at a sysop's house with one or more modems connected to it. And people from all over the world could call this the phone numbers of the modems and get connected to the BBS, and there he could exchange files. That means he could upload and download files. That means sending and receiving files, and also leave messages for other users. And the trader, that was basically the user that took files from one place and uploaded it to another and exchanged files and spread files all over the place.
Is there any other reason why the US robotics was so popular?
Yeah, there were actually two other reasons. First was the sysop deal. That was reduced prices for sysops to buy US robotics modems. So, of course, that was a strong point. And second was the US robotics modems were quite tolerant about line quality. A lot of users were calling long distance. That means they had probably poor line quality, and it's quite disturbing if the modem disconnects all the time because the line is a bit bad and has a bit line noise. US Robotics was quite well known for tolerance against line quality.
Yeah, you can be sure when you go somewhere and you close the door, it's disconnected when you close it.
Yes.
You just have to put the key inside the door and it's done.
Exactly.
Was there any other HST mode from US Robotics, or did they continue with being always one step before anyone else?
Yeah, they were still trying to be pioneers in the modem sector. They developed as the first brand speeds of 21,600 bits per second. That was called the V-Turbo mode.
Yeah.
And also, quite recently, they were the first developing speeds of up to 56,000 bits per second. That was called the X2 mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that got replaced afterwards with a V90 mode that is still in service now. That's like the V32 bits. It was the official standard.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could listen to one of those now.
Yeah.
Cool. For example, we have the V34 mode. That was in between the V-Turbo and the X2 at a speed of 33,600 bits per second. Let's listen to one of those.
Okay. You have it?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, it's really difficult. Wow, that was a great one.
Yeah, but you see, it takes already a bit longer time to connect now, because basically all the connects they are starting the same way, so they don't change that much. But they just enhance it to distinct it from all the connects.
You have another one?
Yeah, we could listen to the most recent one. That's V90. That's one that almost everybody should recognize, as all the recent modems they should talk V90. So let's listen to this one.
The reason why we are so we have trouble with handling to connect is that we have not too short wired, so I have to run from one place of the flat to the other. Okay, how do you recognize the different connects then?
After 10 years of modem sounds, you quite recognize the different connects. And it's not that hard. As you have seen, they always get longer, and if you listen to them for long enough, you will recognize them by yourself.
Do you have any little story you could tell about the sound of modem?
Yeah, maybe one interesting story is about the Swedish sysop. You know, when you hear those connects like we did now, you only hear them until they actually connect, and then the loudspeaker shuts off. You can set the modem that the loudspeaker is always on. That means when it makes the weird sound and then afterwards it connects, then it will just not stop to make those sounds. You can hear the modems actually talking to themselves. And this one setup, he never shut the loudspeaker off. So imagine the sound it was in his flat. In the night somebody connects, and he was waking up at every connect, and he could actually hear the modems talk to each other, and he could even tell what the user was actually doing in the BBS by just listening to the sound of the modems. So that's pretty insane.
Yeah, I can imagine. So to finish, we have another modem we want to talk about. That's the acoustic coupler. It's 300 volts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very old. It's actually before modems like we heard now got developed. Maybe you remember the film War Games.
Oh, yeah.
With Matthew Broderick, I think. Mm-hmm. That there you could see an acoustic coupler. That's a little device where you could branch your phone. Actually, the mouthpiece of the phone goes into the acoustic coupler, and then it just talks over the phone line. So that was a bit special, because actually you couldn't hear any handshake like we heard now all the time, because it didn't have any. It was just listening to any sound that was coming to the earpiece, mm-hmm. and it was talking about the out of the mouthpiece with the protocol.
That's why when we shout at it, it's just writing some weird things at the screen.
Exactly. I mean, we had Skywalker was trying a whole night once to set the US robotics modem to talk to this acoustic coupler.
Oh,
and
yeah, it was a great moment.
Yeah, I mean, he arrived and he got to do it. They talked to each other, and when you shouted into the mouthpiece of the acoustic coupler, it was just you saw weird characters on the screen, because it didn't make any sense.
Oh my god. So next time we will talk a bit about the BBSs and the traders. Now we had a bit an introduction about modems, and we will continue. And to make this transition, we could listen to a mod called the Real AT&T Mod by Arpeggiator of TRSI. Okay.
Okay, see you in our next broadcast.
See you in our next broadcast. And we want to greet everybody that have helped us for this first broadcast. It was really, really difficult to do it. But
shouts to DeafBase.
Yeah, we thanks also a lot, DeafBase. See you.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Give me the 4 last digits of your card, please.
Okay.